Are you sick of all the chat about Brexit? Would you like the UK to just get on with it? Well, there are genuine worries, and according to new research, concerns of a potential shortage of tech skills post-Brexit, with more than half of business leaders believing the UK is at risk of a tech brain drain. Now, why the concern, and what should we do about it to avoid this? Well, I'm joined now by Paul Smith, who's Executive Vice President and General Manager at Salesforce UK, who conducted the research, and also by Anthony Walker, who is Deputy CEO of Tech UK. Hello.
Hello, Simon.
Now, first of all, tell us a bit about the research, Paul, about the findings of it.
Yeah, so we surveyed a number of citizens and a number of business leaders on the role that business should play in driving prosperity in the UK. You know, the subtext, prosperity in the UK post-Brexit. And it was really clear that over 3/4 of UK citizens were really looking for businesses to drive positive change in post-Brexit Britain. But then at the same time, half the business leaders we spoke to were really worried about an increasing shortage of digital skills. And this really confirms what I see every day in the conversations I have out there with leaders of businesses where, you know, candidly, they're struggling to fill the technology jobs that they already have today. But I think the flip side of this is what an incredible opportunity that is. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we're excited to talk to you today, because there is just an incredible opportunity for people to pursue a career in technology. And it's easier than it's ever been before. There are a plethora of tools out there and free learning platforms. We have one, trailhead.com, that allows you to go from very low level of digital skills to a meaningful employable certification inside of 6 months. So, you know, there is a skills gap. Business leaders are worried about it, but there is an incredible opportunity out there, I think, for UK citizens to really build a meaningful career in technology.
Anthony, why is Brexit affecting this then?
So what we've got is three things happening at the same time. So we've got the digital sector growing much faster than the rest of the UK economy. So the demand for digital jobs in the sector is growing very fast. You've got the wider economy that is becoming more digital. So whether it's insurance companies or a local plumbing firm, more and more companies are wanting people with digital skills to help them digitize their businesses. And that's happening at the same time that Brexit is coming in, which means that, you know, there'll be less people from the EU coming into the UK to work in tech. And there's a lot of uncertainty for people from overseas about, you know, whether or not they want to work in the UK. So we've got this kind of three-way squeeze on digital skills. So what that actually means is for young people or for people who are thinking about how they're going to develop their career or what opportunities could be out there in the future, this is a moment of massive opportunity, because there is this real demand in the economy for people with the right skills who can help the UK move on its next stage of its digital journey. You know, we think we need to do three things. We need to make sure that our young people, as they go through education, are getting the skills to prepare them for the jobs of the future. We need to really focus on this issue of how we support people to reskill who are already in the workplace, and so that they can keep their skills up to date and stay relevant. But then we also need to make sure that whatever happens with Brexit, that we keep the UK open to the very best global talent, so that we attract the wealth creators, we attract the entrepreneurs, the innovators, and the people with the, you know, world-leading digital skills to come and help us drive the economy forward.
And I was thinking, Paul, a lot of our audience are blind, partially sighted, and that is one area where, even though we try to get employment, there's really a kind of a reticence to actually employ blind or partially sighted people. And there you are, there's one sector that could be reskilled or even skilled for a lot of this work in the digital world.
I completely agree. And I think, you know, the only way we're going to bridge this skills gap is by appealing to people of all backgrounds, all abilities, all genders, all ethnicities. You know, this needs to be a very, very inclusive effort. And I think, as you say, there's
I think the nature of these roles as well means that these are the kind of roles that people can have flexibility around. They can do at home, they can do in the workplace. I mean, certainly at Salesforce, we've always been very focused on making our software very accessible in terms for partially sighted people, in terms of being able to customize and enlarge, simplify screens. You know, plus obviously you have the technology that your listeners will already be using around screen readers and so forth, which means they can access things like trailhead.com. So I think there is a massive appetite from the business leaders I speak to and from within my own business to reach out and ensure that we are training and providing opportunities to everyone. I think, you know, there's some great stories out there. We have some not-for-profit groups who work with veterans, with people with disabilities, in terms of bringing them in to use Trailhead to reskill. So yeah, it's a massive opportunity, I think.
It's going to have to take a kind of a real sea change, though, in the way blind and partially sighted people and some other disabilities are actually perceived by the workforce or by the people who are looking for workers, aren't they?
Well, I think there's two things here. You know, from a technology sector point of view, we want the technologies that we're creating to be used to make the world more inclusive. So that, you know, things like voice recognition technology, you know, reducing the reliance on screens and keyboards, we think can bring more people into the workplace. But clearly, we also need to shift the mindset. You know, I think that's absolutely right. But also, we need a more diverse workforce because we need to create products and services that work for a more diverse population. So actually, we need to make sure that we have people with different abilities and needs designing the technology so that it works for the people out there. So there are so many positive reasons to really kind of push on this point.
So where do we start in this change then?
I think what was interesting in the research that we did as well was the appetite of business leaders to really step up and lead here. So we saw that, you know, more than half were focused on investing and developing their own internal talent. And also more than half were pledging to address the skills gap by reskilling older generations and equally developing the tech skills of people from more disadvantaged backgrounds. So I think, you know, what I see from the business community is there is appetite to step up and use the tools and the technologies that they have to address this skills gap. We're certainly doing that. We have a campaign to train 250,000 people across Europe to achieve a Salesforce certification by 2022 using Trailhead. And to do that, we absolutely need to address people of all backgrounds, all abilities. And I want to work with as many organizations as possible to meet that target. And I know, Anthony, at Tech UK, you know, you're seeing this widespread across the industry.
Yeah, I mean, increasingly in the conversations that we have with technology leaders, I think there's a recognition that, you know, we can't just assume that everybody's going to accept new technology and innovation just because innovation is a good thing. We've actually got to be much more focused on purpose about what we're applying this technology to do, whether it's to strengthen our economy, to create a more cohesive society, or also whether it's about, you know, addressing the big environmental challenges that we've got around climate change and so on. So I think there is much more awareness about how we do this, how we work with purpose to address these kind of issues. And I think, you know, it's a different mindset, I think, that's starting to emerge now, which I think is very positive and refreshing. And it's being driven by recognition that we've got to make sure that everybody's included and everybody benefits from this technological revolution that's happening.
It sounds like, though, that regardless of Brexit, you've got this untapped workforce here that, you know, we could start things moving already, couldn't we?
I mean, completely. I think Brexit brings us into sharp focus, but the rate of technological change means that regardless, there is an underlying skills gap and, as you say, an untapped workforce. So, yes, I think for me, it's about what action can we take and getting stuck in now.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think, you know, if Brexit wasn't happening, the thing we'd all be talking about would be technological change and what it means for our society, what it means for our economy, and how we get the best out of it. And frankly, you know, that's what we want to be talking about. We don't really want to be talking about Brexit. We want to be getting on and with, you know, and doing the important things that need to get done.
So for those that are listening just now and are thinking, do you know, this sounds optimistic. What is the next step?
Well, I think I would urge your listeners to to not think of any barriers to pursuing a career in technology. This is about all different roles. It's not just coding. It's sales. It's marketing. It's general business use of these technologies. From a Salesforce perspective, please go to trailhead.com and get started on building your digital skills there. And Anthony?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting time for lots of people. You know, people coming to the end of their school careers or leaving university. You know, thinking about what they want to do next. Really encourage them and their families to think about what a career in technology could offer them. You know, the opportunities, the ability to kind of future-proof your own career. And then if you want to find out how to do it, come and have a look at our website, techuk.org. We've got a really interesting little section there that talks about pathways into the sector from people from very different kind of backgrounds. And we want to say the sector is open. It really wants to engage more people. It wants to be more diverse. And there are some really amazing opportunities for people in tech, and we just want to encourage people to pursue that.
Sounds really exciting. It's a matter of watch this space. Paul Smith from Salesforce and Anthony Walker from Tech UK, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.